That's not in it then.
Is that it?
Yes, that's parcel two.
Please ask her, what's
the part of
it? The one that's in red now, sir?
Yes.
That's included.
That's included.
I was just kind of wondering what they're, I'm Charles Johnson, by the way. I was just kind of curious because that has sewer coming right through the middle of it. And it's a heck of a drop off, which if they added on dirt that is like they had before, that would be putting that sewer line way underground if they need to have anything done with it. But other than that, I was just curious because I don't know if they'd put fence all the way behind the houses facing south or the back of the house on the going south up to that property if they had fenced that whole thing yet, which they said the last time that this was going to be done, that whole thing was fenced, but I don't. And I didn't know if they meant down where that blue line is or green line or whatever, if that was supposed to be fenced too. But other than that, if they don't change, from that line west, I can't see as how it's any problem.
Sir, I forgot. Would you state your name for the record, please?
Charles Johnson.
All right.
If you want to know where I live, it's that one on the corner by the empty lot, right there.
All right.
But every once in a while we hear people screaming and noise over there.
Yeah.
Right now, so I'd like to hear it a little bit quieter.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Scott, I do believe on that sewer line, the city would have say about it on adding
a
bunch
of
fill.
Yes, for any kind of fill would go in or anything, the city would have to approve any kind of fill.
Because they're not going to want their line 30 feet under the ground.
Sitting on
easement.
Nobody.
Just a moment.
Yeah.
Applicants, come back forward now, please. You've had something, go ahead.
Yes. There won't be any development
that we know of
on that track that he was referring to. I mean, the potential buyers have looked at that, and it's, you can't do anything with it.
Said it wasn't worth it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hole.
It's just needed for the square footage of what the amount of RVs and trailers that are there. I believe it's needed to...
Might make a pretty good buffer, you think?
Well, that's pretty well what it is right now.
I mean, it's basically useless. So I understand their concern, but there's really nothing that can be done with that piece of property.
He's breathing a sigh of relief back there.
And as far as a fence that would had to go up, that was one of the requirements if we did the nightly rentals. But we didn't pursue that, so that's why no fencing has gone up.
Is there anything else? What am I forgetting, George?
Motion to recommend approval.
I'm ready for a motion at any time.
I'll make a motion to recommend approval.
And a
second.
Got a second? Motion and a second. Let me get my glasses on, Scott.
All right.
I'll read this for the record.
You're ahead of me.
All right. Motion to recommend approval of application number 2408. For an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by CKW Properties LLC for the parcels located at 2214 State Highway 248 Road, Branson. Parcel number 08-9.00-00-000-008.005 and 008.006 to be rezoned from NR2 zoning district to RV1 zoning district, contingent on the sale of the parcels to Nick Nagers, or however it is pronounced, in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. Are we ready for a vote? All those in favor signify by raising your right hand and saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It was unanimous. You are approved.
Thank you.
It goes to the county commission now for a final vote, and she just left.
All right. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Have a good evening.
Is that it, Scott, or is there anything further?
No, you've got to go down to, and I don't have my agenda, darn it. You have some old and new business. We'll go through some amendments real quick. Shouldn't take very long.
Okay.
If you don't have a lot of changes, I'd be asking if you want to hear them in April. Amber, what do we have for applications in April? Two rezones? Might have three.
Hey, folks. Hey. Take it outside, please. We're not.
One CUP?
Four or five.
Just about like this. But anyway, we'll look through this. Not the same kind of applications, though. So your number one amendment in 008.001, I showed you where I was suggesting we add single-family residential into that statement of intent. Did anybody have heartburn on that, or think that that one's okay to check off as we'll move forward?
Yeah.
Even if we do review these like next month and you're not ready, then I won't go over the ones that we've already said yay or nay on.
This seems kind of, that statement kind of seems in conflict with our Fairview Church campground.
Well, the only reason I was going to add it is because it just says that your A1 is for large tracts of land for agricultural open spaces and to minimize conflict. I mean, it just acts like you can't build single-family homes on A1, the statement. And if we don't want to add in there, then we won't propose that as an amendment.
I got no problem.
Okay, second one. If you remember in Article 34.020, we have a statement that says ground mount telecommunication facilities or functionally equivalent service shall be considered a principal use and may be located with any office, commercial, or manufacturing district. Our chart did not reflect that. Our chart showed that telecommunication facilities had to be a conditional use in C2, M1, and M2. So if we go by the verbiage, which I've been told this trumps the charts, because the charts were just help to look up real quick, that we need to change these five to a P. And we keep the C in A1 for communication facilities, telecommunication facility. Anybody thoughts on that, or?
Why wouldn't we do that?
I mean, you'd have to change this C to say something. You'd have to say it has to be conditional use within that, but to me it makes sense, especially since those telecommunication regs have changed.
Well, now, we have approved several towers on the setback that wasn't the height of the tower. Mm-hmm. From the property line or a road.
So if that tower is going to be, doesn't meet that criteria, now they have to come to you to get approval. It's only permitted by right.
And they will come back with the towers are so constructed as to self-destruct and not full length. I've heard that many times.
It'd have to be your decision.
Yeah. Because about all the towers, they don't do the cables or anything anymore.
No.
They do self-sustaining towers. Mm-hmm.
Okay, our next one is Article 6, which is our density development zone comprehensive plan tier. I got to looking at it one meeting date, sitting here looking in the book, and whoops, and it was a little mixed up. We had urban density in R1 and rural low density in R1. Those should be reversed. And then down here, urban density for city. Over here in the yellow, it just needs to be changed to what it's in the yellow. These two need to be switched, and the urban density needs to be changed to all. This is just kind of the tier of our zoning. Does that make sense to everybody?
Which is definitely different than our old.
Oh, yeah. And then Article 45 was where it had an amendment, supplement, or change of the text of these zoning regulations may be initiated by the Planning Commission on its own initiative, which is you, through a motion or a resolution, or upon written petition to the County Commission by any citizen of Taney County. And you see what I have the line drawn through. Does anybody want to keep number 2 in our zoning regulations?
No.
Okay. There. So I found a couple of other things while we were looking at accessory dwelling units that you guys have not seen. So accessory dwelling units in Article 3, Section F, or another section, but number F. It had an accessory dwelling unit shall not have a separate address or utilities from the primary residence. I'm proposing to strike that. I don't know that we are in the regulation of where they get their electricity or water, or if they build one big septic system that can handle both. I mean, this would say that we can't. I mean, we're just not the regulatory to regulate that. And then the separate address, again, I don't know that it matters to us if it has a separate address or not. So I'm proposing to strike that out. And then in the accessory dwelling units in Article 3, it had that the units could not be the finished living area of more than 1,000 square feet or 33% of the size of the principal dwelling unit, or have a finished living area of more than 1,000 square feet. Which, if you get a real big principal dwelling unit, that accessory dwelling unit could be quite large. So I'd like to keep it around at 1,000. But then we have the definition of accessory dwelling unit. And it says the footprint can't be any bigger than 1,000 square feet. So the finished living area, this might have a 300 square foot garage. That means the living area would only be 700 square feet. So these don't match. And we need to pick one or the other. My preference is 1,000 square feet of finished living area. If they add a garage or something to that building, we're not going to count it.
Well, I don't know. I hesitate to dictate the size of a mother-in-law house. Is basically what you're doing, or or if it was a rental, you
can't rent these. Can't rent them. They can't be rented.
But even if they're not rented,
that's right.
How big is it? I mean, what space?
I don't know. They come all sizes and shapes.
I don't have any trouble with that. This is just what we have.
Yeah, so I'm not comfortable with that.
We can strike all of number 4, and then strike that part out of the definition, which is a maximum of blank, if that's...
Yeah, you strike the whole thing, and then you're going to have somebody show up on your doorstep, and I understand where you're coming from. I don't know.
You guys have heard a couple or three of these, and they were generally pretty small. I mean,
usually they are, but still, you know, I don't like the...
I mean, 600 square feet to 20 by 30, a lot of people live in that.
Yeah. I like...
Ours is 30 by 30,
Less regulations and more.
So you would be.
But that would be twice as big as I would give to my mother-in-law.
Yeah, but everybody might not feel that way. Most people, granted.